to grant my request. The prayer I pray today is different than the rest. The enemy is threatened by the gift you placed in me. Hear my earnest prayer, cover me. Jesus, say a prayer for me. You know what I need. Go before the Father and intercede.
Dear God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your goodness and your loving kindness. We thank you, dear God, that Jesus has already prayed and yet prays for us. And we thank you, God, that this that we are going through, God, is not sent to destroy us. And we thank you that our faith will not fail. We will believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We will trust in your infallible word. We will hold on to your unchanging hand, and we will believe in what you have said. Father, you said when we are converted, not if, but when we are converted, and may we cling to that promise that we will be converted from this that we are going through, that there is coming an end to this situation, that this trouble will not last always, God. Father, I thank you that you have saw fit to call us by your name, to sanctify us by your spirit, to use us in your kingdom, to put your seal upon us, God, to call us your children, even call us your friend. And we thank you, dear God. Forgive us for the times when we have rejected you and denied you and walked away from you. Forgive us, God, for ever having doubted you or been afraid to trust in you. Forgive us, dear God, for not clinging to the infallibility of your word when you have shown us that there is no shadow of turning in you. God, we know that you have been faithful every day of our lives. Forgive us for doubting, God, that you would come through in this situation. We will cling to the promise and the word of God that says nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. No matter what we are going through, not even death shall separate us. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Not even life or angels or principalities or powers, things present or things to come, no height or depth or any other creature has the ability to separate us from your love. We thank you for loving us. Would you, dear God, give us enough confidence to go through this with rejoicing, to go through this with confidence that you will do just what you said. And when we are converted, may we go back and strengthen them that remain. May we testify of the goodness of God, witness of the power of the Lord, and let men know everywhere that this is by the grace of God that I stand and am able to testify of his goodness. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name. There is no God like Jehovah, and there is no shadow of turning with you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray.